Thursday, 23rd of October 2014. This is HPR episode 1624 entitled, Penguicon 2015 Call for Talks. It is hosted by Ahuka and is about 16 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to Zwilnik at zwilnik.com or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is, I am looking for people who can present tech/FOSS talks at Penguicon 2015.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. This is not part of any of my series, but I want to talk a little bit about Penguicon 2015, which is coming up. I know we're still in 2014, but I happen to be the person in charge of the tech track, so I need to be working on things right now. We've talked about Penguicon before. A couple of times I have posted reviews of Penguicon, most recently the one that we had last early May of 2014, and recorded a show about all of that, and you know that was a great deal of fun. So for those of you who are not familiar, Penguicon is an unusual kind of event because it combines two different things. One is a lot of technology with a real focus, as you might guess from the name, on free and open source software. This is a focus that's been there from the very beginning because one of the people who was involved, several of the people who were involved early on in setting this up, people like Eric Raymond and Rob Landley. You know, if you are familiar with open source software, those are probably names that you are very familiar with. But the other thing is that it's also a science fiction convention with everything that's involved there. So there's going to be gaming and movies and sci-fi authors. There's going to be costumes and anime and Lord knows what else. I think there's probably a good 8 to 10 different tracks going on here. Science is a wonderful one. I always try and get some of the science talks. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's a really, really wonderful event that I think if you're in the area, you might want to make some time in your schedule to come and attend. The 2015 event is going to be April 24th through 26th at the Westin Hotel in Southfield, Michigan. That's the same place that the 2014 event was held. We had a very good experience there and decided to go back. So that's going to be a good thing. And this is, for those of you who don't know, Southfield is a suburb of Detroit. And so, you know, if you'd be within a day's drive easily if you were, you know, in anything from Chicago to Pittsburgh to, you know, Kentucky, Tennessee. I mean, any of those places could put you within a day's drive of the Detroit area, or, you know, Ontario, Canada, which is actually not at all far from Detroit. You know, I don't expect people are going to be flying over from Europe for this event, but if you are in the Midwest United States, you know, this is an event that it's worth coming and attending, and a number of podcasters are going to be involved. I've already got four talks, and I'll probably get more from the Sunday Morning Linux Review folks. Last night, I was talking to people at the Linux Link Tech Show and trying to get some of those folks involved. What I'm looking for right now is talks. All right, so this is the opening of the call for talks phase. In any event like this, you have to start lining up your speakers and start building out your schedule. And this is no different. Last year, we had, just for the tech track that I'm responsible for, we had about 66 hours of programming. And, you know, we really start like late in the afternoon on Friday and run through mid-afternoon on Sunday. Furthermore, we usually don't start anything before like 10 o'clock in the morning. So if you start looking at how many talks we had for just for tech and how many time slots there were, you would have to say that on most slots, most one-hour slots, there would be at least three different tech talks going on, not to mention all of the other tracks. So if you were to come to an event like this, you would certainly have a wide variety of things to choose from. And that's good. So I noticed last year, this past event, one of the things that I heard from people was the complaint that, there is two talks going on at the same time that I want to go to. Well, you know, as a programmer, that's the kind of problem you love to have. The more I hear that, the more I know I'm putting a lot of good stuff out there for people. The other thing that I noticed, and this was a problem for a number of the speakers, was that the rooms were really crowded. Again, that's a really good problem to have as a programmer, because that means, again, it tells me that I'm putting stuff out there that people are interested in. So I need to do that again this year. And I've been given the go-ahead by the board of directors, the committees and chairs and all of that, that said, you know, do it at least as much as you did last year. If you can do even more, that'd be great. Because, you know, we really want to make sure that this tech track is the largest track going on at PenguinCon, and, you know, that it amounts to roughly half of the event. So that means we've got to get a lot of good talks going in here. And that's why I'm recording this particular show, because I want to see how many people I can get. And I know there's a lot of people that are listening to this that are within driving distance of this event. And so, you know, I want you to come. And you know, maybe even if you have to fly. I was talking to Flying Rich from the Linux Link Tech Show. And, you know, if he comes, he's probably going to have to fly in from Florida. But he might do that to put on a talk for us, which I'm hoping will happen. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But, you know, we're really open to having all sorts of people come in. Now, we do have a theme this year, and the theme is biotechnology and medicine. And what we're looking at there is there have been so many interesting developments in technology as it applies to biology, medicine, health, things like that. You think about 3D printing of organs, which is starting to happen. Think about implanted devices, which is becoming ever more important. You could make the argument that the human race is slowly becoming cyborgs without even intending to. Now, myself, I'm a diabetic. Fortunately, I am not insulin dependent at this point, and if I take care of myself, I hope to avoid that. But I know a lot of diabetics now have implanted insulin pumps. I think a lot of people may be familiar with implanted pacemakers and other kinds of devices. And what kind of software runs all of these things is an issue. Is it something that's programmable? And if so, if it is programmable, is there any security on it? If you can get in with a Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi or something and access the device, could a hacker get in there and do something that would kill you? There's a ton of really interesting issues here. So, you know, I'm hoping we can get a few people that are going to be talking about things like this. But that's not to say that every talk has to have that specific focus. I'm really interested in getting a lot of variety. So, you know, I've been already talking to people about things involving cloud computing, security, hardware hacks. Basically, if you're listening to Hacker Public Radio, if it would be of interest to you, having a talk on it would be of interest to me. So that's really the way to think about this. So while we have a general event theme, I'm going to get all kinds of talks, and I'm really looking forward to all of that. Now, this year we are experimenting with a new process to gather our talk proposals, and it's using a program called TuxTrax. And that allows us to collect information online. So you can put in a proposal and give me all the information, and then I can log in and take a look at that. And I do monitor that, several times a week to see what has come in over the transom, so to speak. One of the nice things that it allows is a kind of a social interaction in which people who are just thinking about attending PenguinCon can go in there, and I think each person gets like 5 votes. So they can pick 5 different talks and say, yeah, these are ones I definitely want to go to. And that's a signal then to those of us who are programming that, hey, here's something that is attracting some attention. So even at this early stage, I'm seeing certain suggested talks that are getting 4, 5, 6 votes in favor. We're just opening up at this point. So, you know, that tells me right away, you know, here's something a lot of people are really interested in doing. And so, I would want to program stuff like that. So I have links to all of this. The site for PenguinCon itself is 2015.penguincon.org. And that's the general site for PenguinCon. And that will let you take a look at the hotel information and anything else that you need to know about. Then there's also a site for the TuxTrax, and it's penguincon.tuxtrax.org. Those are the two places you might want to take a look at. And if you encounter any problems at all, please do not hesitate to contact me directly. My official PenguinCon email is tech@penguincon.org. So anything you send to that address, I monitor that mailbox on a daily basis. I will know about it. So this is my official 2015 call for talks episode of Hacker Public Radio, and this is Ahuka reminding everyone to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.